This podcast was first broadcast on Radio Veritas 576 AM, the good news for a change. For more information on programs broadcast on the station, please visit www.radioveritas.co.za or call 011-663-4700.
Radio Veritas. Your Catholic connection.
Father Charles.
Good morning.
And how are you this morning, Father?
I'm very well, thank you. And yourself?
I'm great, thank you. And I can only imagine what kind of music we will have for young people, or by the young people at this Youth Marian Pilgrimage.
We're looking for a very exciting, moment. Though it's Lent, so it'll be a little bit low-key. Trying to keep to the spirit of the season,
Yes. And so, Father, Youth Marian Pilgrimage, we have been having Marian Pilgrimages in Johannesburg. This is the first youth one.
Yes. The Archbishop, during the last one of the pilgrimages at Bucksburg, challenged the organizers to organize a Marian Pilgrimage specifically for the young people.
Yes.
Believe it or not, he made reference to the Fatima, where Our Lady appeared to three children, Lucia, Francisco, and Jacinta. And you can see that many of Our Lady's apparitions, she appeared to children and showing how important they are in our faith community,
So since
then, the organizing committee met and said, look, let us take on the challenge of the Archbishop. And believe it or not, it has been very great in terms of the preparations,
Yes, yes. And, when you listen to Archbishop Boti at all the Marian pilgrimages, he always says that there must have been a reason why Our Lady appeared to children, because they have certain qualities that adults sort of forgo as they grow older.
Very true, very true. I mean, you can imagine, like in Lourdes, when a little appeared to Benedict, she was a little girl, kind of ignorant, not versed in theological knowledge, and she revealed that a lady told her she is the Immaculate Conception. I mean, she didn't even know what that word meant at that time, So you can see the simplicity, the trust of children. I mean, it's what Our Lady builds on. And they're the future of the church, the future of tomorrow, the future of our world.
Oh, yes. And so here it is, the first one now being organized, and it's being hosted by the Val Deanery this time. What will the program be like for the day, Father?
The day will begin with the Holy Mass, having Archbishop Boti as the chief celebrant, and of course other concelebrating priests. Now, after the Holy Mass, we'll have public devotions to Mary, our Mother, and we'll have an interactive session with the young people, just to engage them on their expectations of the Marian Shrine once it is up and running, and just to listen to them, to invite them to embrace this great devotion to Our Lady. So after the Holy Mass, we'll have that moment with Mary, our Mother. And then possibly we'll have Stations of the Cross. Now, during this period, we'll have Adoration of the Most Blessed Sacrament. Priests will be available to hear confessions, counseling, and just to listen to the young people, journey with them in their faith experience,
And what a wonderful time to have that, confessions there at this time of Lent, especially for young people.
Exactly. And it's beautiful because Lent has this note of sacrifice to it. And so we have a temptation to always believe young people are only attracted by social events. But we want to see and show that, no, if Our Lady appeared to children and invited them to live a life of penance and sacrifice and mortification, and so it's very possible for young people too, during Lent, you know, to respond to this great invitation, you know, to sacrifice their time, their leisure, their pleasure, just to come on Our Lady as we glorify God and Jesus Christ our Lord.
Starting at 8 o'clock in the morning with Mass by Archbishop Buti Tlhakgale, is that the only Mass for this particular one?
Yeah, it's really the only Mass, because being young people, we don't want to overstretch or, you know, try our luck by keeping them too long. And so it's the first time we're engaging young people, and so we just only have one Holy Mass for the day, and so that we can just relax and listen to them and have more time, you know, to spend with them.
And the theme, of course, O Mary Conceived Without Sin, pray for us. And that's exactly what we are doing, bringing our prayers and our petitions as young people and asking Our Lady to pray for us and intercede for us.
Exactly. Like I said, in Lourdes, Our Lady revealed herself as the Immaculate Conception. You know, she is our mother, our mediatrix. And so we're asking the young people to come. You know, Mary is our mother. She is willing to journey with you. Whatever challenges you are going through, she is a mother who understands. And she will take all our needs to our son, Jesus. So she loves young people. And that is why we're inviting them to this great opportunity, you know, to encounter Mary, our mother.
Of course, this Marian pilgrimage is one in a series of many Marian pilgrimages that are going to be held with the aim of building a Marian shrine in Archdiocese of Johannesburg. How far is that plan, Father?
We give thanks to God, believe it or not. The plan is actually materializing, because right now, as I'm talking to you, we have an offer to purchase the property at Mahalisburg.
Wow.
It's an old Jewish property called Camp David. And within the last couple of months, we got a huge donation of 5 million rand. I mean, it's amazing. And so we are in the process of purchasing that property.
Yes. And so that's what, 10% of what is needed?
Actually, you can't even say how much you need now, because if you look at the many Marian shrines worldwide, I mean, some have existed for the past 100 years, 200 years, 300 years, and they have not finished building them.
Yes.
And so it's difficult to say how much you need to build a shrine. And so we have different stages, you know, in the building. The first stage, which we are overcoming now, is to purchase the property. And then the next stage is to develop the property. So we hope before the end of this year to have maybe our first pilgrimage, you know, on the property.
Wow. No, we praise God for that. We thank Him for that wonderful donation. And so this, it's definitely a good kickstart for this wonderful project in the Archdiocese.
Yes. You know, I believe very strongly, you know, the inspiration of Archbishop God wasn't just ordinary. I mean, God must have inspired him to do this. And you can already see the divine providence, you know, coming in play. I mean, and I believe very strongly that Our Lady will provide the funds we need to build this Marian shrine.
And so, you know, as the people have been saying, so now Njongwene Ongome is coming to Johannesburg. That will come to be realized.
Now, we say the bishop has a very, you know, modest plan. You know, like he kept saying, most of the dioceses in the country have Marian shrines or shrines of some sort for large public devotions. I mean, Johannesburg is, I think, if not the biggest, one of the biggest archdioceses in the country. And we don't have any shrine or a public place we can gather as an archdiocese to celebrate. And so it's just doing his own best to provide an opportunity for Catholics and archdiocese to gather for bigger events, you know.
And an argument for most people has been, but Our Lady hasn't appeared in Johannesburg.
I mean, look at what a shrine is. I mean, you don't need an apparition to build a Marian shrine or even a shrine. I mean, most of our parishes have little shrines to Our Lady. I mean, they didn't wait for Our Lady to appear before they build those small shrines in their parishes. And so shrines develop out of popular devotion and piety. Yes, worldwide, most of the shrines develop because of Our Lady's apparitions. But we have so many others too. that we are built without Mary preparation. Go to the diocese in South Africa. Most of the shrines weren't built because Mary appeared. It just developed out of popular devotion and piety.
Father, perhaps you give us a little picture of what the shrine will be. You know, what will be at the shrine?
When the shrine is up and running or in the process of building the shrine, we intend to have, you know, a venue for first and foremost the most to celebrate Holy Mass, because all Marian shrines, believe it or not, are Christocentric. We focus devotions to Jesus Christ, you know, the Holy Mass, adoration of the Blessed Sacrament, and so we intend to have enough space to cater for a good number of people. We intend to have a church, you know, a church that can accommodate close to 1,000 people. And then eventually we intend to have a pastoral center, you know, to house sodalities in the diocese.
Yes.
Then we have other social activities we intend to, you know, to promote in the shrine, like apostolate to young people, development center, skill acquisition center. I mean, a lot of things usually come up out of shrines. You know, just it's amazing, actually. It's very amazing what comes out of Marian shrines here.
And this is still Matins on Radio Veritas, 576 AM. We're speaking to Father Charles Uloko, the Redemptorist priest in Johannesburg, promoting these Marian pilgrimages throughout the Archdiocese. And, of course, the building of the Marian Shrine, that, as you can hear, that plan is coming really nicely into fruition. And we thank you, Father Charles. We thank Ntate Odilon Molapo and, of course, Archbishop Buti Tlhagale as well, with this vision of his and the dream that he has for the Archdiocese of Johannesburg. Hello, Father Charles.
Thank you, Amelia.
And Father, anything else you'd like to add before we conclude?
I just want to appeal to our young people in the Archdiocese. This is a great opportunity. His Grace, Archbishop Buti, is providing for you to come strengthen your faith, to come experience Our Lady. So don't waste this opportunity. So I look forward to seeing you all, young people, Dr. Long, where the pilgrimage will take place. And I assure you, you'll not regret coming, because Mary, our mother, is waiting for you.
And when you say young people, you don't necessarily mean young people, but also the young at heart.
Yeah, young at heart. People like you can come too.
Father Charles, if we'd like to know more information about this, who do we call?
Yeah, you can call me. You know, my cell number is 083-54-00170, or Ntate Odilon Molapo at the Chancery on 011-402-6400.
So that's Father Charles Uloko, 083-54-00170. Or speak to Ntate Odilon Molapo, and his number is 011-402-6400. Of course, the youth office is also quite involved in this one.
Very, very involved, actually. Very involved. We can equally speak to them, too.
Thank you very much, Father, and we look forward to it. It's in 11 days' time, doing the countdown.
Yes, I'm quite excited about it.
And I'm sure the people in the Val, I mean, they're hosting this for the first time, so they're going to make it great for everyone who will be coming through.
Yeah.
Thank you very much, Father Charles.
Thank you very much, too.
God bless
you.
Radio Veritas.
This podcast was first broadcast on Radio Veritas 576 AM, the good news for a change. For more information on programs broadcast on the station, please visit www.radioveritas.co.za or call 011-663-4700.